So yeah, when you go to a restaurant and you say, I want the broccoli without cheese or bacon, it probably had bacon in it. They're just going to pick it off.
Yeah, that's the problem with people like me who are vegetarian. You know, I try to just order like a salad, but once in a while I'll go to a restaurant and I have to ask them to, can you make that without the chicken? Can you make this without the bacon or whatever? And I just hope that they're going to be nice to me and make it vegetarian.
You are different than most people because some people, if they're so vegetarian that their head will actually pop off if they accidentally get a piece of bacon in their mouth. Your head won't pop off. You'll be upset, but you're not going to die because of it.
No, and also, I don't make a religion out of it. There's people that are like, I'm vegetarian, and I can't eat this, and I can't eat that. Instead of telling the waiter your entire life story, just say, can I get this without the chicken? They don't need to know why. Right. You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe you knew the chicken. Maybe you and that chicken were good friends, and you just don't want to eat that chicken. You know what I mean? But what's interesting is a new study finds that 50% of vegetarians have actively avoided social situations where dietary choices are ridiculed. 10% admit to hiding the fact that they're vegetarians because they don't want their parents or their family to make fun of them. And 53% say they've been bullied or shamed for being vegetarian.
When I was strict vegetarian, I kind of wasn't strict vegetarian because I went to St. Lucia one year and they had these little ball thingies that I ate one and it was really good. And then I asked, what's in that?
Right.
So I don't think you can be a strict vegetarian if you eat something and then ask what it is.
Right.
You
That's
find
true.
Out what
you gotta
it
ask
is
ahead of time.
Before
well, 20% of vegetarians have been tricked into eating animal products. But I think it's probably more than that if you go to a restaurant, because even if you get something that sounds like it's vegetarian, it was probably made with chicken stock.
Right. Or milk.
You know, like, it depends how strict you are. If you don't eat dairy, you know, like I've gone to places and just said, can I have soup? And I've never said, is this made with chicken stock or beef stock? Because then I don't want your soup. Like that's so ridiculous. Just eat the soup. Eat the damn soup, you know?
If you're that picky, I don't think you should go out, because I think everything at some point is made with butter or some type of animal something. You can't be that strict if you're going to go out to eat, unless you're going to a restaurant that is straight up vegetarian.
Right, exactly. I mean, and even if you're like gluten free and somebody tricks you into eating bread, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that happens all the time because people don't really understand what gluten is.
Yeah, nobody does.
All right, so we'll put it out to you guys. What have you been tricked into eating?
Hey, Gary, what have you been tricked?
Well, we had a bully in the neighborhood, and he always used to take our food because he was a couple years older and really big. So my mom said, well, you got to get him back. I said, okay. So she thought of something where chocolate kisses, they used to make them for dogs.
Oh, no.
Which they still do. So we bought really Hershey kisses. Took the wrappers off, put the dog kisses in the Hershey wrapper.
Dog kisses.
And he ate it. And then after he got done eating them all, it was about a dozen of them.
Oh.
We told him what he'd done, and he ran all the way home crying. And he ended up coming back to my mom's house and with his mom, and his mom started yelling. My mom says, well, your son's a big bully. He deserved everything
exactly.
he got, and slammed the door in his face.
That's funny. You know, he just reminded me that I dated this guy who was really obnoxious. I went on, it was like our first date. Like our first date, our first like quick date, I'd met him at a party or something and we sat and like had a drink at the party. He's like, do you want to go out? But then we go out for dinner and he insisted on going for sushi, and he had never really had sushi before, but he was really pretentious and he was really obnoxious, and he'd gone to finishing school and told me all about it, and he was just awful. So the sushi comes, and you know, if you know sushi, you know they bring you wasabi, which is the green mustard, right, that you put in your
super
mix
hot.
It in. Yeah, it's super hot. But he didn't know what that was. So I said to him, you see this? This is called wasabi. They only give you a little bit because it's really, really expensive.
You can have it all. I don't want
I knew
any.
He would love
you
that. I was like, you can have mine too. And he took the wasabi and popped the whole thing in his mouth and turned like 19 shades of red. I was like, oh, sorry. It's also really, really hot.
Not,
I didn't mention. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that part.
Not really, really hot. Stupid hot.
So, yeah, I got that guy back for being like super pretentious and obnoxious on our date.
Sheila, what have you been tricked into?
Growing up, we had a pet pig, which we called Arnold because of, I think it was Green Acres. Anyway, we're all sitting around the dinner table, and we're having pork roast, and my dad announces that we are eating our pet pig Arnold that we thought he told. Well, nobody ate pork for a long time. My mom was so upset, and my dad was just dying laughing.
Oh, my God, that's so mean. I thought she was going to tell me that the dad said it was a joke or something.
No, they ate the pig. Well, that's what really happens when you grow up on a farm. You eat the pig.
Yeah, stop naming pigs.
Ben, how about you?
I actually tricked somebody into eating something, I guess you might say. I was a sheriff's deputy, and I brought in my dispatchers late one night some spaghetti that they dearly loved. Then they found out a couple days later that it was ground beaver. It was a few years ago, and they're still not quite talking to me yet.
Oh,
I even
think?
Got a T-shirt, said I ate beaver, and I liked it.
He bought them all T-shirts.
Of course, yeah. I love that you get the meal on the T-shirt, too, like a prize.
Brandon, how about you?
Well, I didn't actually trick somebody. I kind of tricked myself into eating raw cow brains once.
Oh,
I was in a haunted house, and I had my girlfriend with me, and you know how you're trying to impress her and everything. And the guy was playing a mad professor, and he stuck this raw bowl up underneath everybody's nose, telling them it was cow brains to go ahead and eat it. Well, when he got to me, I looked at it, it looked like SpaghettiOs. So I just kind of stuck my finger in it, swirled it around, and stuck it in my mouth, and then looked at it. He got a real confused look on his face, backed up, sat the bowl down, and said, okay, we're closed for the night.
Yep.
And escorted everybody out. It was actually at a church, and my mom worked in the kitchen there. She told me the next morning, she said, you know, there's some dumbass that ate raw cow brains at the show last night. And I kind of held my hand up and said, that would be me.
What'd it taste like?
It actually tasted like cold SpaghettiOs. It wasn't bad.